There's a man going round taking names.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you go to the Devil Radio website and download our app. Go to the Apple and Google store and download our app and take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. You get great reception. It's especially necessary during the dark winter months because the FCC on our AM station, all AM stations, requires us to power down because of a lot of issues having to do with the sun's rays not being around because it's night. It's not true with 92.7 FM, but nevertheless, you'll benefit by having the app. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it up because our listeners asked for it. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing stations, right-wing broadcasts, broadcasting all the time in this state, attacking our democracy, attacking our elections, spreading the big lie, spreading Donald Trump, Trumpism. The most articulate and the strongest voice, the clearest, the least ambiguous and least polite voice against that is Devil Radio. So thank you very much. Figure out, you'll find some of the ways you can help Devil Radio. There's an important letter, there's an important statement that was just made by a bipartisan group of almost 100 national security officials, including CIA, State Department, NSA, urging Congress to take steps to secure our elections now in advance of the 2022 elections, saying that our democratic institutions are in, quote, severe jeopardy. This includes the Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, Department of Homeland Security head Janet Napolitano, Defense Secretary William Cohen. He was the Defense Secretary. He's a Republican congressman from Maine who was the Defense Secretary under Bill Clinton. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, heads of the CIA, cybersecurity heads, who served in both Republican and Democratic administrations, including George W. Bush, including Trump, including Obama. Right now, I'm sure that Biden's people would sign on, but this is something that was bipartisan from past experts. Now, what are they getting at? What do they mean? I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to quote Joseph Stalin, one of the greatest, I shouldn't say great, because that connotes something good, one of the most murderous, mass murderers in history. He killed 20 million people. Even Genghis Khan didn't kill 20 million people. 20 million people he killed. And he once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the vote. That was true when he said it, and it's true now. Many countries around the world have elections. Nicaragua just had an election, and Danny Ortega got, 95% of the vote or something? Putin had an election. He has an election. The people whom he fears, he puts in jail, and the patsies get put up. You get 80, 90%. African elections, usually the winner gets 80 or 90%. Alexander Lukashenko in Belarus got, 80 or 90%. It's fake. A lot of countries, you may not realize this, a lot of countries simply Xeroxed our Constitution and enacted it as their own. They have a First Amendment. They have a Fifth Amendment protecting you against self-incrimination. They have due process. They have equal protection. They have all the flowery language, but they don't enforce any of it. Their secret police will come and get you, and you'll say, well, wait a minute, what about the Fifth Amendment? They'll whip you and take you off to jail. The point is, they have our Constitution for show. It's all show and no go. That is what is in danger of happening in this country, and I'm not saying this lightly, and I'm concentrating on something very, very specific. Yes, there are hundreds of laws that have been introduced around the country to restrict voting. Even in a blue state like New York, which had a referendum on various voting initiatives, got voted down almost 2-1, that we take for granted in Wisconsin. For instance, same-day registration is voted down almost 2-1 in New York. We've had it for a long time. How about things like absentee ballots, casting one without a doctor's excuse or some excuse? We've had that for a long time, voted down. In New York, 2-1. So in any event, I'm not talking about the tinkering with how much early voting you can do or how many drop boxes there are and all that. That's very important, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about right now is who counts the votes. I'm talking about now what Stalin said and how to stop it. In Georgia and other states, they stripped the election commissioners and the Secretary of State, and they did this in Arizona. The legislature will count the votes. These are gerrymandered Republican legislatures. If that happened in Wisconsin, Voss would count the votes and he would hire Gabelman to count them. And his guerrillas to count. What do you think would happen if Gabelman counted the votes? That's going to happen, that kind of thing in Georgia and Arizona. Now, in Texas, they passed a law that you have to let partisan observers come in. So Gabelman's retired cops would come in. If you block their line of sight to a voter, you've committed a criminal offense. You'll be arrested and dragged out of there. The elderly ladies and gentlemen who run those things are going to say, I'm not taking criminal. If I have to get up to use the bathroom or I happen to walk across a line of sight to a, I'm not going to do it. And then in Wisconsin, not just Arizona, although it's pending there, there is a bill being contemplated to have the legislature select the electoral college, the electors, and that the presidential election will be a beauty contest. It'll be advisory, but they can reject it. What do you think would have happened if Voss and LeMahieu had picked the electors last time? I know what would happen. They convened fraudulent electors in the Capitol. All they have to do this in is six states. They don't have to do it in Alabama and New York. We know how that's going to come out. They don't have to do it in California and Mississippi. We know how that's going to come out. All they have to do it is in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, maybe North Carolina, but maybe not. Six states. You destroy your democracy by lawyers in briefcases. You do not destroy it by generals with medals on their chest. Anonymous silent lawyers with briefcases are at work. And that is the message from these, this bipartisan group, but Moscow Mitch will filibuster it. Going to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Great show, great topic on this gerrymandering that's going on in our state. I'm thinking about calling Gabelman. I know I can get into him. I get through to him. And I want to ask him one simple question. When you find there's nothing there, are you going to pay the bill? Are you going to lay this in the taxpayer's lap? This is a frivolous action you're taking. Don't try and usurp your authority over me. I'm a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer. You have nothing more than your name. You're not Mr. Special, and all these blankety-blank attorneys, by the way, you know why sharks and attorneys can swim together and not get hurt? Professional courtesy. But anyhow, getting back to Gabelman, this Gestapo KGB type of policing our vote has got to stop. We have to thank the citizens that help with the elections, like you said. The elderly ladies, the elderly men, they're doing it because they have a sense of community. We can't let this fall apart. We just can't let this fall apart. One last thing, you're going to make your day. I'm a big anti-wolf hunter against this deal where they sued in their way into Wisconsin, and now they're mad that the Congress is mad, the DNR Congress, Conservation Congress, I'm sorry, is mad that the DNR said no hunt. Next spring, guys, I'll be on the phone. Everybody buy a wolf permit, a kill permit, and we're going to burn them in July collectively. And if we get enough of them, I got a friend who's an artist who painted some wolves in Wisconsin. Maybe we can donate that to the number one guy who gets the most people riled up to buy permits to kill wolves. We got to stop this insanity. We got to expose them for what they are. Even Gableman. Give me him one-on-one. Just give me a half hour with him. I promise I won't swear. I won't scream. I won't raise my voice. I'll let him talk. I'll prove him wrong in a half hour. I'll put it in writing. I'll put $50 on the table. You try and, you know, you prove me wrong, you got $50. This nonsense. This nonsense that we're dumb enough to buy this garbage. I just can't. They insult our intelligence. They literally insult our intelligence. Oh, yeah. Wisconsin residents are dumb enough to believe what we're going to tell them. No, we're not. No, we're not. Have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. And to really make your day was very likely to happen. If Rebecca Clayfish is elected governor, she will appoint, the next time there's a vacancy, Gableman to the Supreme Court. And that is not subject to Senate ratification. Stand by. We're going to take a quick call. Pizza Box Mike before the break, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's on your mind today, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, Bill can spend all the amount of time that he wants trying to talk sense to these people. It's not going to help. That's pretty obvious after the last 10 years that they have a mission that they're on, and they won't be stopped. So my problem is, you know, why aren't more of us up there, you know, disrupting them at the Capitol? I've been there the last couple weeks, and I'm going to tell you right now, that bothers them more than, you know, taking a meeting to go in and talk about issues and have you walk out the door. We need to take our capital back, okay? And if we have to go to judges' houses to protest peacefully outside, we got to turn it up in Wisconsin. This is terrible. I remember 150,000. I'm looking at my pizza box signs. People from all over the world supporting us and telling us to stand up against this fascist regime, and now there's nobody there, man, and the regime is still there.
Right. Excellent point. We're going to a break, but I want to second what Pizza Box Mike said. It's time to do something. Get out there, get on the streets. Frankly, get on the phone. Call these people. Even if you just leave them a message, let them know there's outrage at what they're doing. Pizza Box Mike, as always, my co-host, thank you for calling in. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And penny pounds.